Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngikela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 10 kuzibandlela 2025 uKeeps Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Sizwa ukuthi abantu abanengi bayakhuluma ngendaba leka 2030. Uma umntwenzi enze kuhle abantu bayathi ukuthi ubani akaqhubeke lapha nalapha nesifezo umsebenzi.
Ukuqutshwa imihlangano ezabelweni ezitheni eZimbabwe okulamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke esembusweni.
Kulondodo okwakuthiwa nguZopho wathi engakafi wathiye ekhulumile ukuthi izanu siyisinjonjo ngesintu bathini sakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba kuvele kuyimvengemvenge okuyinto kwabo.
Abaphikisayo bathi akumangalisi okwenzakala kubandlaleli osemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump namhla otheswe isigwebo esingelajele kucala lesivalamlomo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqutshwa imihlangano ezabelweni ezijeneyo eZimbabwe okulamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke esembusweni. Namhla kulo mhlangano omkhulu eGwanda wokuhlolisisa isinqumo esathathwa emhlanganweni we-Annual National People's Conference esokuthi uMnangagwa kumele eqhubeke esembusweni kungafika umnyaka ka-2028 okugqitshwa khona umbuso wakhe. Abasemhlanganweni lo njengenjayelo abenza imihlangano efanayo emaswingo Mashonaland West lezinye izabelo bathi uMnangagwa kumele aqhubeke esembusweni. Kodwa kulabanye abaphikisayo abathi sokumele ayephumula. UMnangagwa yena uthi kanasifiso sokuqhubeka esembusweni. Uze sihlaziye udaba lolu siqoqele uMnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF osemhlanganweni webandla leli eGwanda.
Sizwa ukuthi abantu abaningi bayakhuluma ngendaba leka 2030 kodwa iqiniso esingalibeka thina njengebandla ikubana uma umntwenzi enze kuhle abantu bayathi ukuthi ubani akaqhubeke lapha nalapha nesifezo umsebenzi. Yesenzwa umongameli welizwe sithena hayi ufuna ukuthi aphumule kodwa abantu uma bona besithi kupaswe kuresolution eyabiyenziwa ukuthi khona bafuna aqhubeke. Ngibona kuyabe kuyindlela zokuthi songatholakala indlela zangkhona zokuthi kuyavumakala yini. Sibona thina kuyinto yokuthi ayisiyo into embi ukuthi abantu bakhulume izifiso zabo okuyibana loba umongameli esho njalo. Kodwa uma kuyukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF ngobuningi babo abantu bafuna ukubana kuqhubeke kubuyela ebantwini kupasiswa ngabantu ambona ukuthi kule nkinga. Ngoba abatsho futhi ukuthi uma besithi 2030 batho ukuthi umongameli akangene ngenkani. Batho ukuthi akulungiswe imithetho uma ingabi khona imithetho ofanele ukuthi khona ilandelwe ukuthi lokhu kuze kufezeke. La kuyakufana ukuthi ilandelwe. Amboni sici kulokho mina.
Ngiyabona ukuthi ngaze kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso siyakutsho ukuthi singaguqulwa lo obamba isikhundla khona manje kabuyele esikhundleni. Baza kuphatha njani kulokho?
Ya, lapha sengabaphethe umthetho labazi umthetho ukuthi endani enjana njengoba lezi ukuthi umongameli wakhuluma wathi yena ungumongameli olandela umthetho kumbe isekelo sombuso. So lokho sokusenga ukuthi ama-lawyers labakwazi uku-interpreta umthetho bona bangawu-interpreta njani.
Lo ngumnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF obexoxa leStudio 7 eseGwanda eMatabeleland South. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Fortune Mlalazi olandela zombusazwe ezimele.
Kulondodo okwakuthiwa nguZopho wathi engakafi wathiye ekhulumile ukuthi izanu siyisinjonjo ngesintu bathini sakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba kuvele kuyimvengemvenge okuyinto kwabo. Njona sasivele satsho before ukuthi into yabo bazayiqhubeka ngoba ngabantu abangela principle njalo leyo resolution ngokwazi njalo nge-announcement kaChinamasa ku-conference ukuthi uMnangagwa uthi akafuni ukuthi aphatheke after i-term yakhe ngaphela. Kodwa abantu bezano ngenxa yokubana kulohlangothi olungafuni uChiwenga ukuthi athathe bazaqhubeka ngento yena le. So sokukuye uMnangagwa ukubana uzahlala kulawo mazwi akha akhulumayo ukuthi yena uyi-constitutionalist angaza contester or nguye obathumayo kusazovela egcekeni.
Ye kodwa ukuthi wena ungakugangele ubona nini kafisi ukuthi aqhubeke esembusweni.
Kwi-culture yezano ukuthi iloba ubani okhona uyabe efuna ukuthi afele esikhundleni njengomgabe kumbe njengamanye ama-vice president la afela ezikhundleni. Mbonakala kuliphupho lakhe la uMnangagwa ubana ayalelokhu ebambelele embusweni. Kodwa kulokhu kunembeza thize okulokhu kukhona asazi ukuthi uzenelisa ukunqoba yini lesi silingo. Ahlale out of power ngoba isisekelo sombuso kasimvumeli angahlali uyabesehlala ongekho emthethweni kumbe basebenzisa ama-numbers abo kunye namanye ama-MPs opposition abavele bewasebenzisa obana ba-amende i-constitution. Konke lokhu kuzadingeka loba sesifike ku-referendum angazi ukuthi bazenelisa yini ngama-timelines kodwa ama-timelines kawabavumeli sibili.
Umnumzana Fortune Mlalazi ngolandela ezombusazwe ezimele ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Osemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wetheswe isigwebo esingalajele phakathi ngemva kokufunyanwa inkantolo elecala lokubhadala isivalamlomo untombazana abikwa ukuba wayelaye emacansini phambilini kokhetho luka-2020. Le yinto ebivele ikhangelelwe ngoba umahluli womthethwandaba weManhattan eNew York umnumzana Juan Merchan wayetshilo phambilini ukuthi ngasoze avalele uTrump ejele kumbe amhlawulise imali yefayindi. Egqiba udaba lolu umahluli ufisele uTrump inhlanhla phambilini kokungena kwakhe esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka-20 kulenyanga. Yena uTrump uqhubeke elandula ukuthi wadala icala esithi okwenziwe ngabatshutshisi kuye kulihlazo. UTrump ubecele iSupreme Court ukuthi imise ukwahlulelwa kwakhe namhla kodwa yala ukwamukela lokhu izolo. Incwadi zidila nxa kungelasigwebo asethesiweyo ukudliwa licala kukodwa kumehlisa isithunzi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele lolandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Raphael Mthombeni.
Lowo ungaze kuthi wesuspended kodwa ke kuyisigwebo ngoba kuyavumelana, i-court iyavumelana lakho ukuthi kwenzakala khona lokho icala laba khona. Kodwa ngokuphathelana kwezinto ezithile, hayi, siza kwesula leli cala, awusozuye ejele, anjalo awusozuhlawule. Kutho ukuthi icala likubelethe eqolo. Angitho kumncedisayo kukho konke khona lokho. Usencediswa ukuthi usengumongameli welizwe, upresidenti we-United States of America. Ngoba ungakhangela amacala akhe wonke amaningi akhithikile kuye esebenzisa sona lesi isicoco sokuba ngupresidenti we-America. Engikubonayo ngecala leli ukuthi licala elikhona elimiyo eliphezu kwakhe.
Ukutholakala kwakhe elecala loba nje engagwetshwanga ungathi kuyamehlisa isithunzi yini njengokutsho kwabanye?
Yebo sibili, kuyamehlisa kakhulu isithunzi. Angithi simbonile esiya khona lapha ne-court ehlala phambi kukamantshi. Asithi thina nxa usungu-number one elizweni, usungu-president welizwe, kodwa ubonakale usiyahlala phambi kukamantshi uthonisiswa ngecala owalenzayo. Kuyehlisa sibili kakhulu, kuyehlisa ye, kuyamehlisa isithunzi. Njalo thina ke besimlandela siyabona ukuthi hayi umncedile ukuthi abantu bambuyisele bamfake enjalo, ngoba kungasikho lokho ngabe akulakwesulwa kwecala leli engasuye president welizwe.
Engena nje embusweni mhla ka 20 kulinyanga uTrump ungathi kuyini okukhangelelwe ngabantu abanengi kuye
kunenge okukhangelelwe ngabantu wakhuluma izinto eziningi ecampaigna ukuthi uzazenza okokuqala ilokho ukuthi uzaxotsha laba abangasibo balaphe America abanengi kakhulu lokho akubiza ngesilungu kuthiwa mass deportation ngibona ngathi into yokuqala sibili ezakhangelelwa ngabantu ukuthi sibone ukuthi uzakwenza njani khonoko ukuthi abamba abantu abaxotshe abasuse elizweni le-America ababisele emazweni akibo. Kanti ke njalo okunye abantu abamvotelele khona kuyikuthi i-economy umnotho welizwe ukuthi khona ubonakale utshintsha usiya phambili uqhubeka usiya phambili. Yikho ke ngaleyo ndlela sizakhangelela ukuthi sibone ukuthi uzawuguqula njani umnotho welizwe.
Unumzana Raphael Mthombeni ulandele zombusazwe zeMelika ubexoxa lo mtungameli Gomo weStudio 7 ngaseTexas khonapha kule Melika.
Abalimi bathi balokhe bethokoza ngokuna kwezulu oqhubekayo ezigabeni eziningi zelizwe njalo amanye amadamu asegcwele, inkomo asacubi, amadlelo aluhlaza njalo lezilimo ziyathembisa. Unkosazana Sethekele Jabangu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe eqhuba uhlelo lwabesifazana olwezifuyo, utshele uSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi ngempela izulu selinike abesifazana ithemba.
Uma abantu balahlekelwa zinkomo eziningi njengathi ku-organization ama-project wethu silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba uthola abanye sebesele nenkomo nga-1 nga-2 ngoba zafa zibulawa yindlala. Kodwa ngoba izulu sinile kanje kusinikeza ithemba ukuthi kuzovuka noma singasakhangelanga ukuthi zingazala inkomo ngoba inkomo siyazi ukuthi zithatha isikhathi side ukuthi zize zizale. Kodwa okwembuzi khona kwaba ngcono ngoba sasisizakala nangokuthola amanzi ngoba i-government ya-intervena yasigebhela imizi nje endaweni ezishiyene. So ukuthi uprovide amanzi for imbuzi kwakukhona noma ukudla kwakungekho kukho konke okuncane ezazike ukhotha egangeni kwakungcono ngoba zazikwazi ukuthola amanzi. Njengoba manje izulu selinile sesinethemba lokuthi ama-project wethu angakhula ngoba kade singathi besiwafake ukuphose kancane bese sirun amanye ama-project singasafocusanga kangako ama-livestock ngoba ayi they were failing us ngoba bengaphefomi kahle. Kodwa manje sesinethemba ukuthi hayi sekungaba le ngqubela phambili.
Labo othi bafelwa izifuyo ke libaphathisa ngani?
Hayi leba abafelwayo bakhona abafelwayo vele total abasenazo kodwa laba banazo sithemba ukuthi ngoba into yethu ngathi it's on a rotational basis so sesikwazi ukuthi bazophinda nabo mangabe zingakhula kwenye indawo bakwazi ukuthi bazithole noma sebengaqalela phansi nakho sokuya ngokuthi omama bona bafuna ukwenzani ngoba abafuni ukuhlala phansi bagoqizandla kungelanto abayenzayo sebengaqalela kuma gardening service ngoba manje ngibona ngathi ama gardening services iwangasenzela ukuthi organization ethuthuke manje ngoba ama-livestock into ethatha isikhathi ukuthi ize i-accumulate ibe kahle. Thina okokuqala kwakho konke siyayenza le-rotational basis nebilese inkomo zizale abantwana siqhubezela phambili abantwana yibe sibaqhubezelayo lezi ezindala yizo ezisalayo babona ukuthi nabo sebesala bezithuthukisa kanjani. Thina sibanikeza nje just i-background yokuthi bangakwazi ukuthi nabo bazisize ngani. So lezi ezindala sokusele kubo ukuthi bona babone ukuthi benzani ukuthi bona sebengazithuthukisa kanjalo.
Sikhuluma kanje kunjani emadlelweni le madamu?
Kuyani kukhona amadamu agcwele ayizulu liyana kakhulu kakhulu sinethemba lokuthi kuzothatha isikhathi eside lingani nje manje ngo-January liqede lingafani ngoba malingagcina lingafananga sokungaphinda futhi kulokhu zekonakale kakhulu. And njalo uku-investa ezifuyweni kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uthengisele ezifuyo ukwazi ukuthola imali yokuthi ubhadalele abantwana esikoleni nani likwazi ukuthi niphile ngoba angeke nifuye kuphela niqede ningabi nenzuzo ukuthi le nto ikwazi ukuthi ilincedise.
Lowo unkosazana Sethekele Jabangu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ekwelele South Africa.
Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abalitshumi asebebulewe ngumlilo ovuthayo eLos Angeles, eMelika. Umlilo lo usubhidlize izakhiwo ezifika phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi. Abaphathindambo abaphethe inhlangothi zaborhulumente ezokulima abavela emazweni atshiyeneyo kuzwekazi leAfrika bathe gwaqa namhla kwele Uganda lapho bakhuluma khona ngenhlelo zokubuthelela ukudla kukazulu ngesikhathi kulokukhudumala komkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele okuphazamisa ezokulima. Okwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Umongameli Joe Biden othi uvikela ilizwe usevimbe ukuthengiswa kwenkampani ye-US Steel ebilakho ukuthengwa ngeye-Nippon Steel yakwele Japan. UBiden wethule umbiko othi inkampani yelizwe elungisa insimbi imele abantu bonke eMelika njalo iqakatheke kakhulu kwezomvikela lokuthenga kanye lokuthengiswa kwempahla ezijiyeneyo. UBiden ukhulume lokhu kulandela ukuvezwa yinkampani ye-Nippon Steel ebifuna ukuthenga i-US Steel. Ikomiti ebona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe kwezenotho, iComittee on Foreign Investment in the United States, itshele osomabhizimusi leziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuthi akuqondanga ukuba kuthengiswe inkampani le ngoba kulakho ukuphazamisa ezomvikela eMelika njalo lezokuthengisa impahla. UBiden uthe kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuba lamakampani eMelika amele ilizwe leli okufana lokulungiswa kwensimbi okuyinsika yeMelika kwezokulungiswa kwensimbi lezomvikela. Umabhalane omkhulu esigodlweni sikamongameli eWhite House uKarine Jean-Pierre uthi okunye njalo okwenze uBiden wala ukuba kuthengiswe inkampani ye-US Steel ngokwenziwa ngele China elithenga lithengisa impahla ngendlela ezingaqondakaliyo njalo lokuthi yinkampani abantu beMelika abazigqaja ngayo. Uthi njengoba kuncintiswana lamazwe afana lele China elenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni kwezokuthengiselana ukugoqela ukuwisa kumbe ukukhuphula isisindo sentengo yensimbi, kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuba eMelika livikele inkampani ekhanda insimbi. Uthi lokhu kwenqabela okwenziwa ngele China elifuna ukwenza santando kwezokuthenga lokuthengiswa kwempahla, insimbi lokunye. Uthi uBiden uveza ukuba usebenzela uZulu njalo ulwela ukuba eMelika lingaphazanyiswa kwezokulungisa insimbi, ukuthenga lokuthengisa impahla ezijeneyo kanye lezomvikela. UJohn Kirby, isikhulumeli sabacebisi bakaBiden abakuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezomvikela olwe-US National Security, uthi isinqumo esithethwe ngumongameli esokwala ukuba inkampani ye-Nippon Steel ithenge e-US Steel akusikho ukuba kuzondwa eleJapan. Uthi inkampani ye-US Steel yinkampani enkulu kakhulu eMelika elungisa insimbi lokunye okuhambelana lalokho njalo ngekaZulu. Uthi buyaziwa ubudlelwano bamazwe la obukhulunywa sikhathi sonke phakathi kwabameli belizwe leli leleJapan. Ngakho-ke akulakulwisana phakathi kwamazwe omabili. Uthe esethula umbiko wakhe ngenkampani ye-US Steel le-Nippon Steel, uBiden uthe wenze lokhu ecabanga ngempilo yabantu beMelika njalo lokuba le nkampani eqinileyo emele ilizwe. Uthi inkampani enjenge-US Steel ilakho ukuthuthukisa ilizwe leli njalo lokuthi eleMelika lithengisele amanye amazwe insimbi ezilohlonzi lempahla ejiyeneyo. Uthe wenze konke lokhu esenzela ukuvikela eleMelika. Le imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelink efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington DC. So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 esithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7 linjani kuStudio 7 ngoba kumoyo ngisesigodini. Hayi, singenile kumnyaka omusha kuhle sibili, sithi phambili lomsebenzi wezandla wokulima emasimini. Silalele izindaba sesichayisile sivele emasimini, siyathanda qhubekelani phambili basakazi bakaStudio 7 yawo.
Eh, linjani Studio 7? Ngiyasizwa umuntu osithethwe ngubaba uMnangagwa, ngiyasizwa. Kodwa-ke ngithi abo-president kathi bona kumele baphelele kuphi nabo. Nabo kufanele kube negazethi yokuthi ma kufika lesi stage bethathe umhlala phansi. Kungahlaliswa laba abaphansi kuphela, awuhlaliswe nabo-president nabo mase bekhulile bahlale phansi.
Salubonani basakazi nabalandeli beStudio 7. Ngizathanda ukushayela izandla kakhulu ukansila waseCholocho ward 6 mayelana ku-raiser i-issue ethwalise nzima kakhulu izakhamizi emasimini mayelana ngenkomo lezi ezidla emasimini. Mina ngingomunye walabo abadlelwa kakhulu izinkomo iminyaka elandelana. Ngithi ngiyafika emasimini ekuseni ngisiyavuna, ngithole ukuthi inkomo vele zilele phakathi sezihleza chaza aqeda yonke into. Kakusela njoluni ijodo engabuyela lalo ekhaya kumbisiqu somumbu. So siyakubonga kakhulu lokho okuzwa kusiba lama-councillors areyiza into efana lanaleyo, okubonisa khona ukuthi le nto esabakhethela yona ukuthi bebe ngabameli bethu bakwenza njengokuba sabakhetha. Siyabonga kakhulu lokho. Abantu bathwele nzima kakhulu ngezifuyo lezi zidla emasimini. Abantu bavuna izifuyo ziphakathi, okunye begcine sebevuna kumanzi ngenxa yokuthi babe sebegijimisa nje ukuthi bagcine sokudliwa kwezinto yonke khonokho. Abanye begcine bangasavunanga njengami. So siyabonga kakhulu ukuzwa into efana naleyo iraiswa emsakazweni. Asazi ukuthi kungenziwa njani nje ukuze abantu bekwanise ukuthi behloniphe amakhosi omdabu afana nje labo sebhuku labadlisa lezi nduna. Amazi yabo zibasitshela imithetho. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngingali njani balaleli beStudio 7 abahle ndawoni zonke zomhlaba. Ukhulumayo ngumguni kongumbane Feringba East. Ngesicelo lapho esincane kodwa sisikhulu. Ukukhuluma siyakhuluma sibili kakhulu, okuzwayo okubumbayo sibili, inhlelo ezinhle kakhulu. Kodwa uma singavoti sisonke sijikelele sibili, angiboni siphumelela vele. Ngisho ukhuluma ngaze sikhulume sibe njani, kodwa nxanga singabuyi sizovota. Hhayi bakithi, ikakhulu lapha ngicela laba abangaphandle kwethu lababuye ngesikhathi sokuvota, sivoteni sibaningi sifuna ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani, ukuthi kambe bangasehlula. Hhayi nkani, nxa ngabe ngabe buyile sibili ngobuningi babo bonke abangaphandle kwelizwe, hhayi mbona singaphumelela loba kutheni. Ngiyabonga.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, I'm 7.
Uhlelo was a Friday kuliviki siliqembu elicula imbo amnandi ele Waiting Ministries eliphansi kwebandla lezokholo lwesiKristu ele Seventh Day Adventist Church. Asuzweni umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda exoxa lo mholi walo uMbekezeli Zondo.
Yaphuma ibuthe bonke yamuka yaye.
Umculo othobayo ngena machaqo we Awaiting Ministries uyakhula kwamagama. Babu Zondo wase South Africa okwamanje akusitshele ngembali yaleli qembu
eUvel SDA Church kanti ke iqembu lethu futhi lizele si based kobulawayo eMagogo West Seventh Day Adventist Church siqale ukucula iculo ngo-2007 sesifushe iminyaka phose eyo-17 sise siku ministry yokucula
inhliziyo xa ithi ngone kuwe baba nasezulwini ungabu nje
umculo lo omnandi kangaka uthiwani njalo ngubani oloba lezi ngoma
umculo lo esiwuculayo thina umculo wesabatheni nje gospel classical gospel esabatheni sicula kakhulu on stage live emabandleni sihamba sisitula whenever invited or whenever we have programs obhala izingoma lapha esiziculayo yimina uMbekezeli Zondo uMsisi Nomathemba Ncube ezimbili na khona phana siyazibhalela ezingoma
Manengi amaqembu acula esabatheni. Pho kungani lina lehlukene lamanye njalo abantu balithanda kakhulu Zondo.
Amaqembu akhona lapho ase azocula ahlabela ingoma efanayo eyodwa. Sinama experiences wethu esihlangabezana nawo ngalesi sikhathi lapho esingathi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza empilweni zethu. Kwesethu isikhathi abe sesinika iculo. Asinike ingoma yokuthi ngihlabele ngalesi sikhathi so that singabe si-relya engomeni leziyana ezakudala kuphela kanti ke uNkulunkulu uyasisebenzisa nathi
sizoma siphelele sizoma siphelele
wo wazomnandike umculo pho amadlalade mangaka e-Awaiting Ministries khona ke umculo wenu utholakala ngapi
sinama album amathathu umuntu angasithinta lapha South Africa +27835911610 apho kobulawayo +26377512515 asikhona ku Facebook na ku Instagram awaiting07 kanti ke njalo umculo wethu nama video atholakala ku YouTube na ku Spotify yabo
Singena kumpela sonto ngamaphimbo amnandi bese leqembu le Awaiting Ministries limelwe ngumbekezeli Zondo kuhlelo waza uza Friday sabatha elihle kini lonke igama lami ngeza Jesus Bana
Pimbo, amnandona lawo ke siyabonga kakhulu eza Jesus Banda hayi ke isikhathi savumi namhlanje lingakhohlwa i-live talk sixoxa ke ngodabula sindayo kwele Mozambique okuxokozela khona hayi ke sengilivalisa yimo ke umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lingakhohlwa phela i-live talk yalandela khona manje
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.